the cottage. The door burst open and slammed back against the wall, giving a glimpse of cloud-racked sky in which a non-mimetic convention was showing a crescent. Diamando waved a hand. There was a brief flash of octarine light. The door jerked shut. Diamando smiled in what Perdita thought of as her cool, knowing way. She placed the card on the black velvet cloth in front of her. Perdita looked at it gloomily. It was all very pretty. The cards were coloured like little pasteboard jewels, and they had interesting names. But that little traitor voice whispered, "How the hell can they know what the future holds? Cardboard isn't very bright." On the other hand, the coven was helping people, more or less, raising power and all that sort of thing. Oh dear, supposing she asks me? Perdita realised that she was feeling worried. Something was wrong. It had just gone wrong. She didn't know what it was, but it had gone wrong now. She looked up.
"Blessings be upon this house," said Granny Weatherwax. In much the same tone of voice, people have said, "Eat hot lead, Kincaid," and "I expect you're wondering after all that excitement whether I've got any balloons and lampshades left."
Diamanda's mouth dropped open.
"Here, you're doing that wrong. You don't want to muck about with the hand like that," said Nanny Og helpfully, looking over her shoulder. "You've got a double onion there."
"Who are you?"
Suddenly they were there. Perdita thought, one minute the shadows, the next minute they were there, solid as anything.
"What's all the chalk on the floor, then?" said Nanny Og. "You've got all chalk on the floor, and even writing. Not that I've got anything against heathens," she added. She appeared to think about it. "I'm practically one," she added further, "but I don't write on the floor." "What you want to write all on the floor for?" She nudged Perdita. "You'll never get the chalk out," she said. "It gets right into the grain."
It's a magic circle," said Perdita. Hello, Mrs. Og. It's to keep bad influences away."
Granny Weatherwax leaned forward slightly.
"Tell me, dear," she said to Diamanda, "do you think it's working?"
She leaned further forward. Diamanda leaned backwards, and then slowly leaned forward again. They ended up nose to nose.
"Who's this?" said Diamanda out of the corner of her mouth.
It's Granny Weatherwax," said Perdita. She's a witch."
"What level?" said Diamanda.
Nanny Og looked around for something to hide behind. Granny Weatherwax's eyebrow twitched.
"Levels, eh?" she said. "Well, I suppose I'm level one."
"Just starting," said Diamanda. "Oh, dear.
Tell you what," said Nanny Og quietly to Perdita. "If we was to turn the table over, we could probably hide behind it, no problem."
But to herself she was thinking, "Esme can never resist a challenge. None of us can. You ain't a witch if you ain't got self-confidence. But we're not getting any younger. It's like being a hired sword fighter, being a top witch. You think you're good, but you know there's got to be someone younger practicing every day, polishing up their craft. And one day you're walking down the road, and you hear this voice behind you saying, 'Go for your toad,' or similar. Even for Esme, sooner or later she'll come up against someone faster on the craftiness than she is."
"Oh, yes," said Granny quietly. "Just starting. Every day, just starting."
Nanny Og thought. "But it won't be today."
"You stupid old woman," said Diamanda. "You don't frighten me. Oh, yes, I know all about the way you old ones frighten superstitious peasants. Actually, muttering and squinting, it's all in the mind. Simple psychology. It's not real witchcraft."
I'll just go into the scullery and see if I can fill any buckets with water, shall I?"
said Nanny Og to no one in particular.
"I expect you know all about witchcraft," said Granny Weatherwax.
"I'm studying, yes," said Diamanda.
Nanny Og realised that she had removed her own hat and was biting nervously at the brim.
"I expect you're really good at it," said Granny Weatherwax.
Quite good," said Diamanda.
"Show me."
"She is good," thought Nanny Og. "She's been facing down Esme's stare for more than a minute. Even snakes generally give up after